What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? It has been quite a while since the last recording. I actually meant to look at that specifically so I can kind of reflect on what's happened since then, but I'm just going to kind of roll. Been talking with my sponsor back and forth and sort of getting reconnected to what's going on with Info Sessions. As if you guys are new to this podcast, I've been an Amway independent business owner since 2003. My highest pin level has been 2,500. And we were paying 3 PV checks at one time. We had about 10 people. We weren't quite LT3s, which is an LTD thing. We were kind of heading that direction, and things happened, things shifted, etc. I got distracted. And here we are now. I'm a traditional business owner. My wife and I own a pet sitting and dog walking company. I'm trying to stay away from all these cars. And we are self-employed, so we basically own our jobs at this point. We are working towards creating systems and processes so that we don't have to work in our business. But at the end of the day, we love being in business, and we also love the idea of also having an Amway business to grow. We are mainly focused on customers right now, as we are incredibly busy with pet care, and it's just for me right now, it's not a priority. A lot of people are at different seasons in their life, different walks of life. That's why in this business you need to have a little bit of a lot, meaning we can't depend on that awesome guy that we sponsored to just go out and get her done. We have to have multiple areas that are kind of bubbling and brewing, where we are turning over rocks, we're having conversations, we're just like what we do in pet care, where we're basically getting new clients. We got to make sure we're getting new clients every month or two, because if we're not, we're going out of business. So same thing in your business. Like, for instance, to sustain a platinum ship, last I checked, you know, you need about 25 to 30 new IBOs each month or so coming in. Because unfortunately, guys, this business has a lot of turnover. The Amway business, multi-level marketing in general, I do believe the Amway business is the best one out there based on its compensation plan. But at the end of the day, it's still a sales and training business. We're not making any money if we're not selling products. And if we are sponsoring and not leading and training and duplicating, we're not making any money there. We just have a bunch of excited people that want to go diamond one day. Nothing wrong with that. But we got in this business to make some money and to actually have a business, not a fun little hobby business where we're getting lumped into the rest of these, mom and pop multi-levels, where you find out that the company is actually making the majority of the money and you don't have the ability to create an unlimited income. So anyways, if you're listening, sort of an intro, I really wanted to talk about what it is we do, because I think when you're in the forest, where you're going to meetings each week, you're listening to your upline, you tend to just, not that you want a bunch of creativity in this business, you really don't, because you want to duplicate. I remember the old three terms: edify, duplicate, and promote. Edify your upline, edify Amway, edify your support system. Promote, obviously, the products, promote the meetings, promote, and duplicate. You know, create the same. And that's going to kind of perpetuate what's going on. But if we have to just remember that the bottom line, we're in a sales and training business. And a lot of people get mixed up in how to describe what they do. You know, they start bumbling over their words. It's almost like, you know, if somebody asks you what type of job you have, and I've talked about this before, I think this is key in being confident and talking about your business, you know, as soon as possible, pretty much. You don't want to be like, well, let me have you talk to this guy I'm working with. And if people are like, well, I don't know, like, we can't tell me what it is. Like, come on, man. It's just weird. And nothing wrong with the curiosity approach. It used to be a wonderful approach in this business. Still is. Because at the end of the day, if people are hungry and looking for something, they don't really care. And I think that's going to be the bomb drop of this whole podcast is, if you're turning over rocks, talking to folks, you're going to find people that want this thing worse than you do. And that's the goal, because again, you might be the best IBO ever, and that's what you want to do. You might have 300 or 600 PV personal circle. You have 20, 30 customers sponsoring two IBOs every month. You know, not everybody is going to be in the season of their life where they're ready, willing, and able to do that. They might have, you know, personal issues. They might have emotional struggles. And that's what makes this business cool, is because while we're making some money, while we're looking for that next, you know, going diamond person, we're helping people, we're encouraging people. And I remember Danny Snipes had an audio called pressure relief valve, not pressure cooker. And what a lot of IBOs do in this business, especially when they have a small little batch of people they've sponsored, it's almost like this. It's almost like if we're trying to live off of our dog walking business and we only had like 3 or 4 clients, and I'd be like bugging them, hey, can we start walking your dog twice each day? Like, no, I don't really need that, but thank you though. We're like bugging them all the time. Guess what they're going to do? They're going to probably find someone else to work with that isn't such a pain in the butt, making them feel weird all the time. So before I get too far ahead of myself, I want to talk about this phraseology, kind of something that can roll off your tongue that is sort of normalized. It gets the facts out quickly, and it also makes sense. Because another struggle with people is they describe what they're trying to describe what this business is, and they're like, oh, I'm part of a team of entrepreneurs, and all these like cliche things. It's like this, like, no, I'm an independent business owner partnered with Amway, who's a global consumable product manufacturer and distributor, and I connect their awesome products, which I personally use, to customers who need them and make some money. And I also have the ability to help people get set up in their own business, and they could make some money with Amway as well, or make a lot of money. And by the way, I'm connected with some folks that have made a ton of money, and they've been doing so for 34 years, and I've met them, and they're good. You know, so you can immediately get into the more, I guess, coloring in the lines. Because if you say something that you're partnered with this business, and you're helping customers get products, they immediately know what you do. Oh, he's working with a global consumable product. What kind of products do they have? Well, they've got a bunch of exclusives that are amazing. And they also partner with a lot of name brands that you know, Bank of America, etc. And that's when you have to just stay on top of the partner stores. And immediately it establishes credibility. Now is when you kind of take it back a little bit, or just kind of establish why you're even talking about it and say, yeah, man, you know, by the way, and this is where you get into the nuances of how to prospect. You don't want to seem like a police. Well, you want to seem like a really good detective. Because remember, a really good detective, it can interrogate somebody without them even knowing. But remember, we don't want to interrogate people. That's the wrong language. But the idea is to quickly find out if this person has any wants or needs for the amazing products we have, or they're stuck in a dead-end job and are looking for a business of their own, but they don't have any time and they don't have any money. Boom. That's when they say, well, if you want, I can share this idea with you. If it's something that makes sense, I can get you more information. Boom. And if you do that, you know, 3 or 4 times a day talking to people, however you have to do it, you know, 5 days a week, 6 days a week, in 2 years, I think that you'll probably be 7,500 PV. Just because you're operating your business. And lastly, before I kind of get off here, because I don't want to drone on and on in one single recording, is it's okay, and this is me telling you this. By the way, I didn't qualify this. Never change what you're doing when you listen to a cross line. Because if you're not in my downline, which nobody on this podcast is, because we don't have any downline right now. We just have a bunch of customers. So that's kind of funny. By the way, customers can turn into downline. But again, we're focused on customers, on what we're doing right now. And anyways, and I kind of just lost my train of thought there for a second. Where was I going with that? I'm also walking this dog, Bandy. She's a sweetie. Making sure she's doing good. Yeah, I just lost my train of thought. I wish I could go back and listen to it just so I can end this properly. But I really wanted to share that phraseology of, in a couple sentences, it's very clear and concise. I'm an independent business owner, partnered with Amway, who's a global consumable product manufacturer and distributor. And I had to help connect those products with customers that need them. They're awesome. I use them myself. And also have the ability to help people get set up in their own business to make a little bit of extra money or a lot of extra money. Boom. If you say that to a bunch of times to people, people that are interested are going to be like, well, yeah, that sounds interesting. How much money are you making right now? And if you're doing what you should be doing, you can tell them, I made $300 last month, and I'm slowly kind of getting things put together, you know? You know, I just got started, and I made $50 last month. But honestly, the mentor that I'm working with, they're financially free. They do this full time. And it's legit, wholesome, moral, legal, and ethical. And that's when you immediately start talking to people about what they need, what they're looking for. Because if you find somebody that has a successful business, they're doing well, they don't work in the business maybe day to day, so they're kind of partially free, but maybe they're looking for more. Maybe they're looking for that next challenge. So you got to kind of get your Columbo hat on and dig a little bit. But you're not going to have the confidence to do that if you're hemming and hawing around what it is that you do. Because people want to be able to hang their hat on that. And then on the back end of that, and I remember what I was going to say, let me say it. You know, we have to be generating business. If we're going to operate our business like a business and not a hobby, you can't kid yourself. And if you're not talking to 5 or 10 folks a day about this business, whether it's customer or IBO related, you're not doing it. It's just not going to happen. And you either need to be content with that and enjoy this business as a wonderful hobby as you grow and get encouraged. And by the way, it's an expensive hobby. Larry Winters has said that straight up. It's one of the worst hobbies in the world because it takes up all your time, all your extra time. Not all of it, but if you're actually showing the plan and going to meetings and stuff, it's not a lot, especially if you're going to 4 conferences each year. You know, all your vacation time is getting wrapped up in it. So you don't want it to be this waste. But if you're content with it just being a hobby for now, making some extra money, well, then that's okay. Because now you can be like, you can tell your upline, hey, look, this is where I'm at. We've gone through my list, and this is kind of where I'm at right now. I'm just not ready to be that A IBO. You know, I'm kind of going to be over here, but I'm going to be excited, and I'm going to watch. And they can say, and if they're good, they can say, you know what? Cool. Thank you for telling me that. Thank you for not, you know, blowing a bunch of smoke up my butt. Because the upline wants to be working with folks that are ready to grow. They have names that person can talk to. Say, hey, I'm working with Rodney. I'm an independent business owner partnering with Amway. As a global consumable manufacturer and distributor. Good things are happening right now in this industry, especially after the pandemic. We're looking for folks to work alongside with to help grow their businesses. And we're wondering if you're looking for any ways to make some extra money right now. Boom. And they're not going to say, well, sure, what is it? You just told them what it is. Well, yeah, well, how does all that work? My cousin used to be in one of those. Well, that's when we say, that's great. That's awesome. The best thing we could do is to take about 10 or 15 minutes to give you like a bird's eye view of what's going on. And if you think you'd want some more information after that, then we could take that next step and we could really flesh out and really design a plan around what you're needing. Because what we do is very flexible, very universal. And see, already at that point, you're training, you're teaching. And so I just wanted to share that, guys. The biggest thing in the world, I can't stand when I see IBOs that just want this thing so bad, and they just become really good IBOs, you know? They're showing up to everything. They're doing every single thing except for the action steps, except for talking to 5 to 10 people every single day, 6 days a week, 5 days a week, if you wanted to. Treat it like a business. Figure out a way to advertise a little bit without breaking any of the rules. You know, use the social media somehow, some way. Figure out the rules for Amway and whatever your support system you have. And get out there and be like, look, if I talk to 10 people every day in a very natural, comfortable way, I'm probably going to find one or two people that are interested in something that we're doing. And at the end of a month, you might have a handful of people that are kind of sticking around. You know what I'm saying? And just keep doing that instead of thinking, oh man, I'm going to go to this next conference. I'm going to come back. I'm going to freaking hit it out of the park. I'm going to go through my whole list. I'm going to go to the malls. I'm going to meet so many people. And you got this huge expectation, and you don't have any of the habits in place. And you got to start small. Maybe it's 1 or 2 or 3 people each day you're somehow connecting with, somehow, some way. You might be sending an email. You don't want to do that a lot because you're kind of mailing it in, by the way. It's best to have solid conversations with people that are, you know, at your level and above, if you will. You know, you're not talking to like 3 homeless people every day. Anyways, I don't know if this is recording still. I sure hope it is. It is, guys. So this is just a quick audio from the random Amway IBO guy on the podcast. I'm up here in Anchorage, Alaska. We're part of LTD on Jeff and Andrea Moore's Diamond Team. And we're so excited. You know, downline from Larry and Pam Winters, basically. That's our affiliate. Larry and Pam weren't Jeff and Andrew's original upline. But we're excited up here, guys. And don't think that just because everybody isn't hitting it out of the park every single week, you know, because this is a business of percentages. Not every single IBO at the meeting is going to be bringing a guest that night. It's just not true. You might have 30% guest ratio. You might have 50%. But that's just the way this business works. So don't sweat it. Don't worry about when folks don't show up or don't call you back because they just realize, you know what? I'm not that serious, and this guy's probably looking for somebody serious. You know, and again, guys, you got to be friendly. You got to be professional. You got to be a pressure relief valve so people can be honest with you. Back to the 3 laws of the invite. You know, you're enthusiastic. You don't sound like a monotone accountant. You personalize the invite. Say, hey, man, I'm working with Rodney here. Seems to really think that you're pretty sharp. Done lots of businesses before. We're looking for some folks to work with. And you go into your, you know, I'm an independent business owner with Amway. You heard of them. They're a consumable product manufacturer that does billions of dollars every year annually. And we help people, we help connect customers to their awesome products. We also have the ability to help people get set up in their own business, make a little bit of money, make a lot of money. And we're just looking for some folks to work with because things are going really good. So, whoops. Oh, so anyways, I'm making sure I'm trying to avoid different dogs as I'm walking here. I'm gonna hang it up, guys. God bless everybody. Hope you can just, if you want this business, figure out a way to make it real, to make it tangible, to make it, when you talk about it, it rolls off your tongue. They don't know exactly what you do, but they have an idea. Oh, he works with consumable product. Okay, cool. Distributor, manufacturer. Huh, interesting. Wow. You got your own business doing that? Global, huh? And you get people's interest peaked. And then with this system of sharing a bird's eye view, which is the quality invite system. And then if they click with everything, then you go into the 45-minute, 50-minute fleshing everything out. And helping them understand how the business works, what everybody's role is, what the next steps are. And if you do that, people will show up, sign up, and I should have thought of another S there. Show up, sign up, and start up. There you go. So anyways, guys, God bless. Do your thing. I'm giving God all the glory and honor. And we get to live and even have this business, which is so cool. God bless, guys. Diamond.